Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
The death toll in the war ignited by the Hamas terror attack on Israel has risen to at least 2,600 with deaths on both sides. Israel continues bombing targets in the Hamas stronghold of Gaza in advance of an expected Israeli ground offensive. America's top diplomat is in Israel. Secretary of State Blinken meeting with Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, who vows to crush Hamas.
There will be many difficult days ahead, but I have no doubt that the forces of civilization will win. And the reason that's true is because we understand what is the first prerequisite of victory: moral clarity.
He says Israel did not start the war, but Israel will finish it. Nominated for the job, Steve Scalise may not have the votes needed to become the next Speaker of the House.
Republicans on Wednesday nominated Scalise to serve as House Speaker following Kevin McCarthy's historic ouster last week, but delayed further action when it became apparent he lacked the vote of the full chamber to win. The House adjourned Wednesday evening without a floor vote, which has yet to be scheduled.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. More auto workers have abandoned the assembly line for the picket line.
The United Auto Workers Union has significantly escalated its walkout against three Detroit automakers by going on strike against a major Ford truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky. In a surprise move, the 8,700 members walked out at about 6:30 p.m.
That's correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Three people in the hospital after stabbings at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport. A woman is under arrest. There's been no word on what prompted yesterday afternoon's attack. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 110 points. NASDAQ futures 47 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8005.
An Italian court expected to deliver a verdict on one of the country's most famous journalists who's been prosecuted for insulting Prime Minister Meloni.
Giorgia Meloni has never held back when it comes to migration policy. As an opposition leader, she said that boats carrying rescued migrants ought to be sunk. But the journalist Roberto Saviano was equally forthright when he appeared on television. He was shown news footage of a child migrant who drowned and reacted by asking of Giorgia Meloni, "How could you?" And he threw in some mildly abusive language. For this, he's been charged with defamation and faces up to 3 years in prison. Italian campaigners say the case sends a chilling message about press freedom.
The BBC's Paul Moss. Japan's government says it will ask a court to revoke the legal status of the Unification Church after former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's assassination raised questions about the group's fundraising and recruitment tactics. Townhall.com. Might this be what she's smiling about? The Mona Lisa has given up a secret.
Scientists used X-rays to examine the chemical structure of a tiny speck of the masterpiece They found the oil paint recipe Leonardo used as his base layer to prepare the panel had its own distinctive chemical signature, a rare compound, plumbonacrite, confirming what art historians had previously only hypothesized, that Leonardo most likely used lead oxide powder to thicken and help dry his paint as he began working on the now celebrated portrait of the woman with the enigmatic smile. I'm Ben Thomas.
The financial markets will be watching this morning when the government releases its consumer price index. Economists expect it to show that inflation, while still a problem, eased somewhat last month. Inflation on the wholesale level actually accelerated last month, up 2.2% year over year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's a scary good time again at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party Saturday, October 21st. Starting at 8 p.m. with music by DJ Austin Walker, with costume contests with prizes awarded at 11 o'clock for the top three, including $100 for first place. Enjoy spooky drink specials and great food all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party, happening Saturday night, October 21st, on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And party guests must be 21 to enter.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. At the Capitol today, a vote on an American Family Field package.
Action on the two bills is scheduled in the Assembly State Affairs Committee. The $700 million package aims to fulfill the state's existing contract as landlord to the Brewers and keep the MLB team in Wisconsin through 2050. The legislation will likely be amended to include a ticket tax on non-Brewer events like concerts, and the deal would fund improvements to keep the stadium between 68 and 70 degrees during the winter. The new deal also gets rid of the existing 13-member stadium board, replacing it with four picks from the governor, two from the Assembly and Senate leaders. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A 15-year-old girl has been killed in a shooting in Madison.
Cops were called to the scene on Tuesday night outside of the Harmony apartment complex on Madison's east side. In all, four teens were injured, including the 15-year-old, who was taken to the hospital where she died of her injuries. The other teens injured by gunfire include a 14-year-old girl and two 14-year-old boys. Madison's police chief has said he believed this was a targeted shooting and that there will be additional patrols in the area, which has been plagued by gunfire over the years, including a fatal shooting this summer that left a 20-year-old man dead. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There was no action Tuesday to remove Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes from office.
Hakes is accused of misconduct following a months-long investigation that claims he sexually harassed a dispatcher, ran his gun store from his office, and failed to attend meetings. Hakes says the allegations are false.
You do not have to look very far in this report to find many of the statements were provided by individuals who actively campaigned against me.
The board voted to continue that investigation, which is being conducted by an outside law firm. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
A murder investigation following a disturbing discovery in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office is investigating what police called the suspicious death of a 12-year-old boy as a homicide. Family identified the child as Ja'Kari Robinson. Police found his body Tuesday evening. The medical examiner's office says the child was malnourished and the body showed signs of decomposing. And the choice for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin is now down to four items. Finalists in the tournament put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce include the Bevy Bottleless Water Dispenser from Plexus Corporation in Neenah, Nusky's Applewood Smoked Bacon made in Wittenberg, 90th Anniversary Limited Edition Snow Throw from Aaron's Company of Brilliant, and the Thorogood American Heritage 6-inch Tobacco Safety Toe Work Boot made in Merrill. You can vote at the website madeinwis.com. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jane Hakenen, 68, of Prentice, passed away on October 8th at the Waterford in Park Falls. She is survived by her devoted husband, Howard, by her children, Heike, Nikki, Kanan, and Cameron. Survived also by her grandchildren and by her dear friends. Memorial service to be held Friday, October 13th, at the Prentice First Baptist Church located in Prentice with Pastor Jordan Scott from the New Beginnings Church officiating. Visitation begins at 3 p.m. and continues until the service starting at 4 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jane Hakenen, 68, Prentice.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Freeze Firewood reminds you that summer is quickly coming to an end here and fall's right around the corner. Now, maybe you're not ready to give up on those fun summer times yet. Maybe you didn't quite get everything in that you had hoped for. Well, don't spend those beautiful fall days stacking firewood and clearing up all the mess. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season's supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. No need to spend your time stacking and then cleaning up all the mess. Spend your time enjoying all that fall has to offer and grab your firewood straight out of the bag come winter. Call Freeze Firewood, 715-567-0616. 567-0616. Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road, Phillips.
There's going to be a solar eclipse happening this Saturday morning when the moon passes directly in front of the sun, blocking out most of the sun, but not all of it. So it's not a total eclipse. It's called an annular eclipse. The sun will still have a very thin ring around the moon. so visible. And so the reason for that is because the moon is at a distance away from the Earth in its orbit around us that makes it smaller now. And then when it's closer to us in its orbit around us, it can be larger and block the whole sun out. And for us, it's just going to be partially covered up with the moon. So it's going to be happening from northwest parts of the country, California, towards New Mexico and Texas tomorrow morning between about 10:30 and noon or so. And again, we won't notice much, if anything. It might be a slight bit darker, but then again, we're going to have a lot of thick clouds, it looks like, anyway. 9:45 to 11:45 is our major fish feeding period today. The minor is 4 till 5 later on this afternoon. And our moon is waning crescent. It's new on Saturday. It just rose this morning about 5 o'clock. It'll set this evening before 6 o'clock. The sunrise time is now at 7:14. Sunset time at Park Falls this evening happens at 6:23. Weather-wise, looks like a pretty nice day again today, like yesterday. Some morning sun, some afternoon clouds build in. Our high should be in the mid to upper 50s. Winds are from the northeast. They'll pick up a little bit this afternoon, 5 to 15 miles an hour, nice and light this morning. And then tonight, during the middle of the night to the latter part of it, we should see some rain move in. And Friday does look wet with rain. And we'll have a stiff northeast breeze, 15 to about 30 miles an hour. Look for temperatures to start out in the 40s. And stay in the 40s throughout the day. Bundle up. Rain is still likely to be falling at times yet Friday night with that stiff northeast breeze. Saturday and Sunday will be cloudy and cool and a bit breezy from the north. There still might be some spotty light showers. That's today's Outdoor Report. I'm Carl Klopotic.
As the last leaves fall, it's time for Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream to say thank you to all our customers as they will be closing for the season this Sunday, October 15th. Be sure and stop out this week for some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream and look forward to our Spring 2024 container workshops and find us at the Phillips Spring Home Sport and Craft Show. Watch Facebook for our holiday gift certificate sale and we look forward to seeing you next season at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Located off of Highway East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a good deal of sunshine to start, some increasing clouds into the afternoon with a high of 54, plus east winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, chance for some late night rain showers, a low of 41. Into the day on Friday, rainy and breezy conditions in the mid-40s. Love easterly winds at 15 to 20. For Saturday, a lingering chance for some showers mainly through midday with a high of 48. Looking to stay dry though for your Sunday, just stuck with some cloud cover there up to a high of 50. And for Monday, cloudy in the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 29.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In baseball, the Diamondbacks rode a record-setting barrage of solo homers in the third inning to a 4-2 win last night in Game 3 of the NL Division Series, sweeping the 100-win Dodgers right out of the playoffs. The Snakes return to the NL Championship Series for the first time since 2007, where they'll face either the Phillies or the Braves. Right now, Philadelphia holds a 2-1 advantage after routing Atlanta last night 10-2. Bryce Harper hit a 3-run homer plus a solo shot, says it was important to set the tone early.
We need to score runs early and get it going, and we have such a great fan base that's loud, and it's hard to come in here and play. And like I said, it's a really good team over there, so to be able to jump on them early and stay on it was big for us.
Teammates Nick Castellanos, Trey Turner, and Brandon Marsh also went yard for Philadelphia. This is SRN Sports. Elsewhere, it was the Astros eliminating the Twins 3-2 to punch their ticket to a 7th straight AL Championship Series. Twins starting pitcher Joe Ryan tried to put a positive spin on the loss, says it was special to be part of a Minnesota postseason run that saw the team snap its 18-game playoff losing streak.
This is where you want to play the whole time, and people always talk about that, and this is my second year, but I mean, just now experiencing it for the first time, it's pretty special. So you just want to get back here. And I mean, the crowd, the whole postseason has been amazing.
Houston will face the Rangers Sunday in Game 1 of the ALCS. College football, UTEP beats Florida International 27-14, New Mexico State 27, Sam Houston State 13. The family of Olympic gymnastics champion Mary Lou Retton says she's continuing to fight while in intensive care at a Texas hospital with a rare form of pneumonia. This is SRN Sports.
The Arizona Diamondbacks heading to the National League Championship Series for the first time since 2007. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After sweeping the Brewers in the wild card playoffs, they swept the Dodgers in the National League Divisional Series, capping off a 3-0 sweep with a 4-2 win last night. Arizona, 5-0 in the postseason, will face either Philadelphia or Atlanta in the National League Championship Series. Phillies rocked Atlanta 10-2 last night to go up 2-1 on the Braves in that best-of-five series. Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos both clubbing a pair of homers. The Phillies went yard six times in all. They'll host game four tonight. It'll be an all-Texas battle in the American League Championship Series after Houston advanced with a 3-2 win over the Minnesota Twins. The Astros now take on American League West rival Texas. First time the two teams have ever gone head-to-head in the postseason. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team off to a 4-0 start. They'll open a two-game WCHA series against Minnesota State at LeBron Arena tonight. The Badgers have a lot of depth up front. 14 of their 18 skaters have already scored at least one goal.
If they can have success on the ice, whether it's, you know, having a good game, scoring a goal, maybe setting up a goal, it just helps in that confidence. And so for our younger players, our freshmen, they've gotten their feet wet. Some of them had success as far as goal scoring and assists again, but experience brings confidence, and certainly a lot of our players are playing comfortable and confident right now.
Mark Johnson coaching tonight against his former Miracle on Ice teammate John Harrington. They expect another defensive battle between Wisconsin and Iowa when the two rivals hook up Saturday at Camp Randall. The Hawkeyes always consistent on defense. Badger coach Luke Fickell says that's the key to their success.
There has been an incredible amount of consistency, and obviously you can credit that to Coach Ferentz, even though he's more of an offensive-sided guy, but he understands that what gives them sometimes the greatest chance to be successful is the way they play defensively.
NFL Thursday Night Football tonight, the Chiefs and Broncos in Kansas City. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles. And college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill. Or go online to CoachToCureMD.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Help coaches cure MD.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Couple local sports notes. Brackets are out for WIAA tournament volleyball. We mentioned Division 4 yesterday with Prentice getting a number one seed, as did Mercer. But Division 3 released yesterday, and the Phillips Logger girls garner a 5 seed. St. Croix Falls gets a number one seed. They'll get the winner of Washburn and Shell Lake in Shell Lake. And then Phillips, a 5 seed, they will play host to Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. And the winner of that game will get the winner of Grantsburg hosting Cumberland. Grantsburg, the 4 seed. Webster, a 3 seed, plays host to Glenwood City. Boyceville, an 11 seed, will travel to Unity, the 6 seed. Cameron, seeded 7, will play host to Ladysmith. And a Barron, a 2 seed, will play host to Shawamigan. So volleyball tournament action will get underway for most teams on Tuesday. And that is a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
No better, right? We've all read the articles, seen those documentaries. It's the same message. Look, McDonald's is really bad for you. It's very high in fat and calories, and we don't even know where the meat comes from. And we're all like, that's disgusting. I'll have a Big Mac, a large fry, and a 2-gallon drum of Diet Coke. Because there's a McDonald's denial. We all embrace it. No one's going in there innocent. We're walking into a red and yellow building with a giant M over it. What's this, a library?
get some fries while I'm here.
Because those McDonald's fries are truly amazing, right? Has your mother ever made anything as good as a McDonald's fry?
Not even close.
We lie to ourselves when we eat McDonald's fries. We're like, oh, they're so thin, they couldn't be fattening. You ever eat too many McDonald's fries? Of course not. There's never enough of them. There's always that moment when you're eating McDonald's fries where you're like, what happened? Where'd they go? Then you start scrounging for the fry crumbs. You're like, No, that's just a piece of paper from the straw. But it was touching the fries, so. Sometimes there's a loose fry in the bag. You know the bonus fry? It's like Jesus is up in heaven. Give him an extra fry.
It's Halloween time, which means carving pumpkins. Now, we all know what the worst part of that is, reaching into the pumpkin and having to pull out all that slimy stuff. Well, now you don't have to. Introducing new pre-emptied out pumpkins. We reach in there and grab that nasty stuff, and then we do?
Well, that stuff is so icky. Ew, and then that stuff gets into your fingernails? Welcome to Yucksville, population me. Good luck finding somebody to do that.
Now scanning the country music
playlist.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes
3 online at 98qcountry.com.
16, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free, cruising up and down Main in my F-150, roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 16. This curfew, sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright, but all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free, buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen, looking old enough to pull off this fake ID.
I got
the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't. Share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. And now I'm in this cold, bright light, and this don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying just to stop the hurt. Cause I don't have the only.
Country new music from Bailey Zimmerman. That's called Religiously. It's 7:41. Nice day today. We're going to see temperatures climb to about 55 or so. Tomorrow and Saturday, not so much. Not so much. We're going to see that wind 10 to 15, maybe gusting to 20 today out of the east and northeast. But tomorrow and Saturday are just going to kind of be blustery and borderline miserable, I guess, with periods of rain and wind and kind of like, have you ever seen the original Wizard of Oz, you know, when the house flew through the air? Well, not quite that, but it'll be close to that tomorrow and Saturday. Let's talk all things. Kyle's looking at me like, what? Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan Schools, joins us. Morning, Kyle. How you doing?
It's been years.
It's been years.
Since I've seen The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, it's not going to be quite that, but it's going to be a couple of rougher days. Tomorrow night's football game could be an interesting one.
Might be a little, just a little damp on the sidelines.
A little damp and windy, and there'll be a lot of running and tight formations and stuff like that.
Well, I know we're getting closer to the winter season when the National Weather Service starts sending me the school updates, and they sent me one for tomorrow.
The frost advisories start coming out good stuff. All right, let's get updated as we do each week at this time on what's happening here with our Shawamigan schools, Kyle.
Hey, so we've got, we do have football tomorrow night. if you're going to brave the weather, if that weather comes, and it sure at least sounds like it's going to be here. Our cross-country team tonight is headed over to Stratford for a meet at 4 o'clock.
That'll be nice tonight.
That'll be nice. I think As well, we've got a volleyball tournament or a JV2 volleyball game tomorrow at Lakeland. That should be okay. That'll be inside. And then as well, the varsity volleyball team has a tournament in Mercer on Saturday. And again, that should be inside as well, I would think. Right. Starts at 9. Right. We've got some concerts coming up. Let's start with Schwamigan North Campus. They have their band and choir concert for the fall at 7 p.m. with a spaghetti dinner at 5 p.m. on October 19th. So next Thursday.
Yeah.
And then the high school, they've got a concert on the 24th at the auditorium. So we're looking forward to those concerts and that really, to me, kind of marks the start of a really great season. When we start hearing the music, the Madrigal's going to come out.
Yeah, they've gotten figured out who's going to play what instrument, and now they can put it all together. And now we got concerts coming.
And our band is headed on a trip over Thanksgiving, so they're going to
take a
nice long trip down to Florida. So
nice. So,
yeah, they've got a band trip coming up as well. We've got the Seal a Smile program coming next week over to the high school on the 17th and 18th, and that's the Sealants program. And we're happy to partner with North Lakes Clinic on that. We have a blood drive at the high school on October 31st from 12 to 4 p.m. in the library. Kind of an appropriate day for a blood drive, I guess.
Halloween. If there ever was, that would be it, yeah.
Yeah. our elementary school students up in Glidden are going to be heading to Huey's Hideaway Children's Museum in Medford on the 20th. We've got middle-level state honors concert in Verona, Wisconsin. We have some students going to that on October 28th. And then on October 31st, we've got both at the Glidden Elementary. They're going to have their Parade of Costumes at 3:15 and Parade of Costumes at Park Falls Elementary School as well on October 31st. That's going to be in the high school gym. The Parent Teacher Organization, their next meeting is going to be October 17th from 4 to 5 p.m. A couple other final events we've got coming up at the end of the month, our community conversation for a brighter future. We're looking to do some strategic planning, and we want some feedback from the community. It's going to be Thursday, October 26th, and Monday, October 30th. It's a two-night event, and folks can RSVP. We ask that they RSVP so we know what to plan for. It's going to be held at the South Campus, but they can RSVP to the district office or by going to our webpage at csdk12.net. There's a link on there for a brighter future, and we're looking to do some planning. Finally, looking for a high school wrestling coach. So, if, Joel, if you want to come on down and help us out with your skills.
Well, if anyone's ever, maybe they wrestled in high school, maybe they know a little bit about it, I would be the last person on the list, having been a basketball gym rat. And I feared the wrestlers just beating me up once in a while. But not early, but... No, I mean, this is a good opportunity for someone in the area, maybe who was a wrestler in high school, maybe wanted to get involved or something
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Park Falls has the Park Falls district had a long history of wrestling. Yeah. I remember that being a Lakeland High School graduate. Our wrestling team never typically beat Park Falls, so we know there's a lot of wrestlers in the area.
Yeah, so if you're interested, give a call to the Schwamigan School there and get more information, right?
Absolutely. We are looking to continue at Schwamigan with a bright wrestling future.
All right. Very good. All right, Kyle. Good to see you. We'll see you next Thursday, and we'll talk more about the event coming up, that two-night event, and he's going to be in next week on Reality Radio to talk about that. Join us for a community conversation for a brighter future. I think he's going to have a little more extended talk about that on Reality Radio next week. Yeah, great chance for wrestlers. That's very true. When I was in high school, I was a basketball gym rat, and the wrestlers, of course, I'm kind of a tall, thin guy. I just kind of said, you guys do your thing there. I'm anything I can get you? They were in the weight room. They were so this is a great chance. Maybe, like I said, maybe you were a wrestler in school. Maybe maybe you could pass along some of the knowledge of wrestling to our youth, and they're looking for a wrestling coach here at the Shawamigan School. Somebody won the Powerball. Somebody did it out in California. $1.73 million. And after they take their cuts and all the taxes, the winner will get $7.42. Actually, the winner, if you take the cash out option and after taxes, I think it's like $700 million. So $700 million, not nearly enough. So $1.73 billion was in the jackpot, right? Man. 22, 24, 40, 52, 64, and the Powerball was 10. Coming up in a couple weeks, we have our second annual Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser as we look to raise funds and food, I guess, for our local food pantry, which serves the Price County and some of the surrounding areas for those who are food challenged. And I hope you'll consider a donation. Maybe you as a business, as an individual, maybe you've been blessed with, you know, with enough. And it's a great way to know. Here's what's great about the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. With all the scams and all the stuff going on around the world and people calling you and you're not sure if they're legitimate, one thing you know for sure is that the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, every penny you give goes right into the food pantry in downtown Park Falls, and the food goes out the door to local people. So that's a comforting thing to know. So we'll do that Friday the 27th. Already on our website, we have a list of items. We're going to have, we're not just going to raise funds that day. We're going to have fun with all kinds of items that have already been donated by area businesses. I updated the list last night with some more stuff on there. Gift certificates, physical items that have been donated from area businesses. So check that out and check back every few days to 98qcountry.com for the list of items that will be available for you to bid on and purchase on that day, on Friday, October 27th. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. What else has happened? Of course, the big news of the world is over in the Middle East with Israel and Hamas and the Gaza Strip. The death toll over there is already at about 1,200. There are some Americans that have also perished in this. Some Americans have also been taken hostage over there. It was a rather abrupt and shocking event when Hamas attacked Israel, and now Israel is coming back at them. So it's really hard to watch, isn't it? If you go on the major news channels and watch the video, it is just so hard to watch that the tragedies continue over there. And again, it's 99.9% of the people are just normal people trying to live their lives, and their world is being rocked by missiles and bombings and stuff like that. So keep them in your prayers over there. And that'll be continue to be one of the top news stories here for the next several days. We're going to bring you high school football tomorrow night. We're going to send Steve Jetland down to the Park Falls football field. And he's going to bring you Northwood, Solon Springs, and Shawamigan at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on 103.1. And we're going to send Jeff Haken and the boys up to Washburn. And the Loggers are going to look to secure that conference title. And that'll be tomorrow night at 7 right here on 98Q High School Football. And we'll have high school basketball this fall. And we're hoping to bring you some tournament volleyball. We'll see how our teams advance. Hoping to bring you some tournament volleyball. And also your home of the Packers, Brewers, and now your home of the Milwaukee Bucks. First game, first regular season game, 2 weeks from today, Thursday, October 26th. Damian Lillard, Giannis, and the Bucks are back, and we'll have them for you right here on 98Q.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, folks, you're invited to the big pink ribbon event coming to the Phillips Presbyterian Church, sponsored by the Health Alliance of Price County, on Thursday, October 26th. It starts at 6 p.m. with a catered dinner, then at 7 p.m., presentation with guest speaker Ann Jan, the Hat Lady. Be prepared to be entertained as Ann provides her audience with a unique look at history through the use of women's clothing in a fun way that'll keep you laughing. She also enjoys sharing her knowledge of Czech culture and heritage. The cost is $12 per person. Mail your registration to HAOPC, P.O. Box 76, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555, or call for more information at 715-339-2415.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a good deal of sunshine to start, some increasing clouds into the afternoon with a high of 54, of east winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, chance for some late night rain showers, a low of 41. Into the day on Friday, rainy and breezy conditions in the mid-40s. Of easterly winds at 15 to 20. For Saturday, a lingering chance for some showers mainly through midday with a high of 48. Looking to stay dry though for your Sunday, just stuck with some cloud cover there up to a high of 50. And for Monday, cloudy in the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 28.
This is Darius Rucker.
Sunny.
brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate. I guess that's why they call it God's country. Getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.